world leaders explore the connection between social and economic stability. An entire Liberian community is transformed by Christ. And what do travel, construction, and missions have to do with each other? Stay tuned and find out in this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The G20 summit leaders acknowledge that the world's economy cannot recover without social stability and protection for the most poverty vulnerable. That's women and children, many of whom wind up being trafficked. India Partners' Katie Fielder.
The more we can address these issues, the more we can put money into helping these people and start making that shift. Because when we can protect the vulnerable and empower them, that is going to bring such a shift in our economy.
In India, she says the major problem is a shortage of resources.
If they were to rescue these women and children, to provide a place for them to go, to be safe, to earn a legal income without being exploited, so therein lies the challenge.
This is where India Partners makes a difference physically and spiritually.
They offer real practical solutions for immediate needs. And then as that relationship is built and trust is then they can share with them about Jesus that is the reason behind their love and their care.
Elsewhere, exciting opportunities have come up in Bhutan. Less than 1% of the population is Christian, and evangelism is forbidden. Moy Padaiti of Bibles for the World recently went with her husband to visit partners in Bhutan, and they found themselves meeting with the education secretary, the education minister, the prime minister, and finally the king.
The education minister asked if we could provide at least 500 teachers for Bhutan, specifically to teach English, mathematics, and science. If you are qualified and interested in teaching any of these subjects in the schools in Bhutan, please let us know.
Teachers should be Christian since
we would like to send as many well-seasoned men and women who live out their faith there.
To learn more about teaching in Bhutan, visit our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. A Liberian community being changed by Christ could be an example for other Liberian cities. Sammy Tippett Ministries is working with several other partners to raise a community to self-sufficiency after recent warfare. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says,
we're attempting to transform the entire community from every aspect of the community, from education to health, to economics, to spiritually.
So far, they've taught skills such as well repair and how to use microfinancing. Better education and healthcare systems have also been set up. Doing so through the local churches encourages evangelism.
We'll raise the level of the spiritual emphasis as well. We'll continue a pastor's conference. We'll also have a student discipleship conference. But by the same token, what we're doing is we're training people and how to take care of themselves.
You can help by sponsoring a child, or you can pray. Pray that the program would be effective in spreading the love of Christ in a practical way. Meanwhile, Audio Scripture Ministries plans to bring the Word of God to Central Asia's smallest republic. 200 audio players have been requested for the nation of Kyrgyzstan, a poor and isolated country whose culture is dominated by tradition. Marriage by abduction is common. Young girls are forced to marry the man who kidnaps her. Currently, ASM needs your prayers as they combine scripture with Kyrgyz folk music. Pray for funding to support this project. And translators in Papua New Guinea could use your help. Wycliffe Associates is putting together a team of 6 to 8 people to help with simple renovation projects during May. The Bible Translation Association partners with Wycliffe Associates to translate God's Word into native languages. Wycliffe Associates is seeking people from the U.S. and Australia to encourage their partners through much-needed construction updates. Visit our website if you'd like to volunteer. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.